Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. This episode is brought to you by Real Life Writer. Check the link in the description for stories with free video captions for only 99 cents. Real Life Writer. Every written word feels real. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Lisa Ann. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of your friend's Erotic Stories.
The next story is posted by author Hard Rider 2000. From our slash erotica, the title of this post is The MILF Chronicles. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Everyone has a story to tell, I guess. Some are more interesting than others, so I will let you be the judge of mine. My story is one of change. Perhaps change is a bit understated. Radical transformation might be a better way to describe it. I want to relate to you my tale of how I evolved from a simple, middle-class housewife to a voracious sex-crazed cougar. It all began with a divorce. I know that most of these stories begin the same. We married young, right out of college, had our son less than a year later. He went to work climbing the corporate ladder, and I stayed at home being the mom. Our sex life was average, nothing out of the ordinary. He was an attentive lover, always making sure that I had at least one orgasm, but the doggy style was considered adventurous for us. As the years passed and our son grew, sex became less frequent, less passionate, more like going through the motions. Admittedly, I had gone a bit soft. As I entered my 40 seconds, it was harder to keep the pounds off, and I didn't seem to have much energy to work out to keep myself toned. I guess you could say that I became frumpy. I wore lots of loosely fitting house dresses, seldom did my makeup, and never tried to be sexy for my husband. I guess what happened next really shouldn't have surprised me. When our son graduated from high school and went off to college, things began to change between my husband and me. It was subtle at first. He began to work late more often. Our already infrequent sex became even less frequent. He often seemed preoccupied, and conversation between us became as infrequent as sex. Then it happened. In the fall, after our son had gone back to school, he came home on a Friday after work and announced that we needed to talk. He was frank and straightforward. He had taken a lover, a woman from his workplace, and had fallen in love with her. He had fallen out of love with me. He packed his bags and left. To say the least, I was initially devastated. I had given this man 20 years of my life, and he was leaving me. Funny thing though, I couldn't find it in myself to really be all that angry. It was as if I knew all along that it would end like this. The divorce was as amicable as it could be, I suppose. There wasn't any screaming or yelling. It was handled professionally by our very competent lawyers. In the settlement, I received the house, got to keep my Mercedes, and got enough monthly alimony that I didn't have to look for a job. He didn't even take any of the furniture. In the end, I was alone in a big house. I suppose that I could have easily sunk into depression, began drinking or eating to excess. But something inside me had changed. I began to see my divorce not as being cast aside, but as being free. I had been a wife and mom for 20 years. Now I had the chance to be me, whatever that was. I decided to start with my physical self. As I said, I had gotten a bit soft, so I began walking. Mile trips around the neighborhood became 5 miles, then jogging. I began to feel better. I began to look better. I noticed that my legs and butt were getting toned and I was losing the softness in my belly. I began planking and swimming laps in our backyard pool. It wasn't long before I noticed that the men of the neighborhood watched me as I jogged by in my tights and sports bra. Sexually, I was growing as well. As my body became more toned, I found that my sexual appetite began to grow. I rediscovered the joy of masturbation from my teen years. Pleasurable, but alone, men my age all seemed too bald, too fat, or too arrogant. I know that seems petty. I didn't know what I wanted, but I sure as hell knew what I didn't want. By the time my son came home for summer, I was a changed woman. I was still in my running tights when he came home. "Holy shit, Mom," he exclaimed as he came in the door. "What have you done to yourself?" I hugged him. "I've just decided to take care of myself. That's all," I said. "What do you think? Looking good, Mom?" he said. That's when I noticed someone standing behind him, looking a bit wide-eyed, definitely checking me out. "Oh shit, I'm sorry," my son said. "I guess I should have asked before I brought a friend home." "It's okay," I said. "Aren't you at least going to introduce me?" "Right," he said. "Mom, this is my friend Evan. Nice to meet you, ma'am," he said, extending a shaky hand. "Ma'am?" I laughed, taking his hand in mine and patting it softly. "You make me sound like an old woman. Call me Liz." "Yes, ma'am, I mean Liz," he stammered. He and my son went off to his room. I considered the effect I had on Evan. He was obviously staring at my body. Did this 20-year-old really find me attractive? I put it out of my mind and went off to shower. I will admit that I had to touch myself as the warm water ran over my body thinking about it. Things were pretty quiet the next week or so. I continued my routine of jogging and swimming. One day after I had completed my laps, the boys were coming out to the pool as I was getting out. I greeted them as I grabbed my towel, dried it, wrapped it around me, and headed inside. Just before I entered the house, I heard Evan say, "Dude, your mom is such a MILF. "Shut up, man," my son replied. "That's my mom. MILF. Now, where had I heard that before? I went to the bedroom and closed the door to change. After I had gotten out of my wet swimsuit and was drying off, I grabbed my phone and Googled MILF. Dictionary.com gave me the answer. MILF is an acronym that stands for Mom I'd Like to Fuck, which is often said by teenage boys about their friends' attractive mothers or just about women in general who are considered of middle age. I was shocked but secretly pleased. Did even really consider me attractive enough to want to fuck me? The thought made me extremely excited. I was overwhelmed with the sudden need to masturbate, so I lay back on my bed and closed my eyes. I imagined Evan coming to my bedroom and finding me naked on the bed. I pinched my now hard nipples as I thought of his mouth sucking on them. My fingers wandered between my legs and I could feel the wetness already gathering on the lips of my pussy. I could almost feel his lips and tongue on me as I slowly stroked my clit, slick in the juices from my pussy. I wondered what his cock looked like, what it would feel like in my mouth. My fingers moved faster. Was he long, fat? Would he stretch my unused pussy or plunge deeper than any cock I had before? I could feel my orgasm growing, waiting to explode from inside me. I imagined him shooting his hot cum in me and fell over the edge into ecstasy. The next morning was a bit awkward. Evan had no idea what I had heard and of course nothing of the effect it had on me. I began to notice little things. Every time I walked into a room where he and my son were, he watched me, following me with his eyes. When I came back from my run hot and sweaty, he brought me a cold water bottle. He came to the pool early while I was swimming my laps. Though he pretended not to be, I could tell he was watching me as I got out of the pool in my clingy one-piece swimsuit. I took a little extra time drying off, making sure he got a good look at all of me. Did I detect a bit of swelling in his suit? Evan quickly became the entire focus of my masturbation fantasies. It was always his mouth, his hands, his cock that I thought of while my fingers did their pleasurable dance on my clit and thrust themselves in my soaking pussy. It was getting to the point that I couldn't be around him and feel his eyes on me without getting wet. One day my son mentioned that he was going to visit an old high school friend, but that Evan was staying home. Was this fate? My fantasies immediately kicked into high gear as I thought of the ways I could seduce him. Should I bet passive and hope to lure him to my bed? Or should I be the aggressor and take him? Something in my brain flashed back to my husband, my marriage. I was always the passive one, waiting for attention, waiting for him to pleasure me. My mind was made up. As soon as my son left, I began to look for Evan. I heard the water running in the upstairs bathroom. Perfect. Quietly, I opened the door to the bathroom and could see Evan through the beveled glass doors of the shower. Quickly I disrobed, dropping my clothes in a pile near his. I slowly slid the door back and stepped into the shower. Evan had his head under the shower, but hearing the click of the door, turned. There was a look of shock on his face, but with a hint of pleasure, even lust in his eyes. "I've seen you watching me," I said. "Thought you might like a better look." "My God," he stuttered. I turned slowly in a circle, giving him the complete view. "Wow, I can't believe this is happening," he said. I could literally see his cock hardening as he looked at me, and soon it was pointing straight up as only a young man's cock can. "So, am I truly a MILF?" I said as I reached out, my hand encircling his hardness. "God, yes," he said, turning a little pink with embarrassment. I gave his cock a few strokes and turned my ass to him. "Then fuck me," I commanded, even obliged. He stepped forward and slid his cock easily into my wet pussy. He wasn't particularly long, or particularly thick, but it had been so long since I had been fucked. I began to squirm against his eager thrusts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Feeling the pleasure quickly rising inside me, he began to thrust his hips more rapidly, sliding his dick in and out until I was on the edge of coming. I sensed that Evan was too and I reached down and just touched my clit. My pussy gave a great contraction. I heard Evan grunt and almost immediately I could feel his hot cum spurting inside me. It set my orgasm off like fireworks. I pushed back against his cock, wanting it deeper inside as it pulsed. Then it was over. As my orgasm waned, I felt Evan's softening cock slip from my pussy, his cum leaking down my leg. I stepped past him, rinsing in the shower, and then stepped out grabbing a towel. "Well, did you like it, fucking a mom?" "Oh God, yes," he exclaimed. I wrapped my towel around me, grabbed my clothes, and walked out. I sensed that there was something inside me other than his cum that had changed me forever.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friends' erotic stories.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.